I got a phone call on the morning of the Saturday the 13th from my little sister saying Serena was dead. And at that time, I had no more information behind what happened. 1,001 things were going through my mind. I was thinking, you know, has she been run over? She had a heart attack? She had, you know, what's happened? You don't think for 1 minute that you're going to arrive there and there was two lady police officers that sat me down and said, right, your sister's been murdered. That would have been, that doesn't happen in real life. That happens, you know, in these magazines. It happens to other people. It doesn't happen to me in my world, in my reality. And it just goes to show that it does and it can. So we have to be aware of it and we have to put an end to it.
So what happened then? Because it's a tragic story, and getting a call like that, as you say, you know, tragedy happens. But in this way, you have to start to deal with all sorts of emotions and and complexities in your mind.
It's such a brutal and tragic way to you know, just to kill somebody. I mean, who does that? What have you got in your background to think that that's acceptable and to do that? I can't comprehend what was going through his mind.
And what about Darren Ellis? Because, of course, he went on to commit suicide.
He did, yeah.
On a train line somewhere. Okay, yeah. Okay. Does that make it harder because he took his own life? There's no justice.
That is a really tricky one. I do kind of feel that justice hasn't been served. But at the end of the day, I think even if he had have gone to prison, he may have got a life sentence, been out in 10 years, something like that, and then he's out to do it to somebody else. This way, dare I say, it's eradicated the evil that he brought to the world. So, in a roundabout way,
the story stops. I mean, there is a termination to it, and then you can, as difficult as it is, the family, you can build again.
Yeah, yeah.
And this charity is the thing you're really clinging on to.
This is it. I want to make sure that I wasn't able to protect my sister, but I want to be able to protect your sister, your mother, your brother, you know, anyone that's been a victim of domestic violence.
And can I ask you then, how are the boys coping?
Well, given the circumstances, as well as they can, my heart just goes out to them. I love them both dearly, and they're being as strong as they both possibly can. But obviously, given the circumstances, it's very, very tricky for them.